Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, it's the Morning Crossfire. We're back. Of course, let's also quickly, like I said earlier, remind you that you can win 10,000 Naira. Five lucky winners going home with 10,000 Naira this morning on the program. All you have to do is simply just head onto the website, www.oneplay.ng, www.oneplay.ng. That's number one or figure one, one, all right? The number one and the word play. .ng, www.oneplay.ng, and you can play for 10,000 Naira, for 500 Naira, you can win 10,000 Naira. All you have to just go there. You see the boxes there, one of them, I think the second one has a Nigerian for logo. So when you click on that box that has Nigerian for 99.3 Lagos, you see a button that says play for 500 Naira. You click it, it'll take you a page where you can either play for 500 Naira, that's one ticket, or buy two tickets, or buy three tickets. But don't forget that you are playing to win 10,000 Naira today, so you'll allow that guide you. Now, having done that, you can enter your phone number there on the website without the first zero. All right, enter your phone number without the first zero, and then follow the payment prompts, and then voila, you've done it. Now, if you play for 500 Naira, you're just going to walk home. You just might walk home with 10,000 Naira this morning. And like I always say, it's very easy to win on the Morning Crossfire and on any other program on this station. And don't ask me why. So just head on to that website, www.oneplay.ng, number one, and then the word play.ng, and you just might win. Let's get to our conversation this morning. Our guest is already standing by and is geared up for a conversation on the ban of single-use plastics in Nigeria. Looking at the effect of that ban, I'd like to say a very good morning to our guest. Mr. Babatunde Ogun is the Executive Secretary of the Restaurant and Food Services Proprietors Association of Nigeria. The Restaurant and Food Proprietors Services. I hope I got it right. What am I even saying? Okay, Novex. So, Mr. Ogun, good morning to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Good morning, Kofi.
Yes, sir.
It's nice being here this morning.
Yes, please. We can't see you. So can you kindly check your phone? Maybe you have to enable your Zoom video so we can see you. Oh, okay.
Sorry, you can see me now.
Sorry about it. Yes. Thank you. And you try and hold the phone in a stationary position. Okay, so Mr. Babatunde Ogun is the Executive Secretary of Restaurant and Food Services Proprietors Association of Nigeria, REFSPAN. And of course,
that's right.
Yes. Your industry has been affected by the ban placed by the Lagos State Government on the use of single-use plastics in your activities, your business. And we want to know what economic effect this is having, you know, your engagement with government, what the outcome was, and what the organization and members of your group are doing going forward to cope with this ban. For those who are listening, if you want to call in, please feel free to use the number 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. You can also call, for our female listeners who might find it difficult getting through that number, 0201-465-7190, 0201-465-7190, and I'll be very glad to hear from you. Mr. Ogun, how does REFSPAN react or respond to this ban on single-use plastics by the Lagos State Government? I know you've met with the Commissioner sometime this week, if not last week, sir.
Last week. Okay. Thank you very much, Kofi, for having me on the show. And good morning, Nigerians. It's a pleasure being on the show this morning. REFSPAN, as a body, we are obliged to comply with the directives being given by the Lagos State Government regarding the ban on the single-use plastics, with emphasis on styrofoams. Emphasis on styrofoams. The styrofoams came initially with immediate ban. But then, last week, the Commissioner for Environment and Water Resources, Honorable Wahab Kumbo, met with members of our association and members of the Manufacturing Association of Nigeria so that we can discuss on the way forward. It was at this pali that we discussed, we tabled our, you know, concern regarding the immediate ban. And after talking back and forth, a moratorium period of 3 weeks was given, which we feel, well, nothing is, I mean, something is better than nothing. So we had to, you know, go along with that. But that being said, we all agreed at the meeting that the ban is a welcome development, so to say, on our ecosystem, because these things are causing serious menace to a cosmopolitan city like Lagos. But that, the window period is for this ban is very, very short.
All right.
So, and it's telling on some of our members, their business now.
Okay, it's telling on the business of your members. We want to find out how. But for those of you listening, if you're a food vendor, even if you're not a food vendor, if you patronize food vendors and restaurants and fast food joints and all that, how much will this ban impact on you, both the vendors, the business people, and even the customers? How will it impact your business? Because it's not just Lagos State we're looking at. We're looking at also the federal government of Nigeria announcing bans on the use of single-use plastics. Lagos State government through, the Ministry of Environment and Water Resources last week announced what it calls, quote, a ban on the usage of and distribution of styrofoam and other single-use plastics in the state with immediate effect. It says the Lagos State Commissioner for Environment and Water Resources, Tokunbo Wahab, said that in a statement exactly on the 25th of January 2025. The statement also read in part, quote, "The only soft landing which the state is willing to offer our producers and distributors of styrofoam is to delay the enforcement of the ban by 3 weeks. So 3 weeks were enough time for the products in the state to be exhausted if the stock is committed." So, Mr. Ogun, the commissioner is not even doing this for you guys, from what he says. He's doing it for those who have bought and have stocked the items to be able to sell it off. But the question I would like to ask is, if I'm a stockist or distributor of styrofoam and I have to sell it off to make my profit back so I don't make a loss, now the ban has been announced, will you, who are in the restaurant business, will you patronize these stockists for these 3 weeks? Are you patronizing them?
Thank you, Kofi. Now, let's get something cleared. Now, we are also stockists. We are also stockists. Right. Because, you see, some of our members, because of the fluctuation in the Naira and dollar rates, they've made, provision in their budget for last year. They've stocked up the one they will use even up till April. As of last year, we've stocked them up till April. It's not as if we go to the producer to buy every now and then. Some of us, we've made projection for the ones we'll be using for the first quarter of this year, even into the second quarter. And that have been done since November, December last year. And some of these styrofoams, especially, are custom made that cannot, be used anywhere else except in the outlets of our members. So it was on this basis that the commissioner said, okay, because we made him realize that we've stocked up. Some of our members have stocked up. It was on the basis that he now gave the moratorium of 3 weeks, that should be enough for us to dispose them, which some of our members have also been telling the secretariat that it may not be. But that being said and done, the effect is going to have on we and our customizers. Look at this example, Kofi. You're coming to any of our members' restaurant. What it means is you have to come with your food flask, or you'll be billed for the reusable package that you'll be given. You'll be charged. That's the meaning. And let's also get something clear here. When we are saying single-use plastics, that word is big. Is big. You know that your pet bottles are single use. Your water bottle, the one they use in packaging water, is also single use. So we should not just look at it from the angle of the food package plastics. The water bottles that is being used to package water, the pet bottles that is being used to package carbonated drinks, they are also single use. These are things that are being banned collectively, but you know, when we tabled our you know, things before the commissioner, one thing is clear, that the styrofoams is the one that is having 3 weeks immediate, I mean, ban. For every other ones, we are still going to be, you know, using them for the meantime, because the commissioner promised to set up a committee that will comprise people from the ministry, the people from LOMA, that's Lagos State Waste Management Authority, and people from LASEPA, Lagos State Environmental Protection Agency, and people from RESPAN and MAN, because these are the key actors.
Okay, can,
the
whole thing. So can you go over the characters again, please?
Yes, the caretaker, I mean, the committee will comprise people from the Ministry of Environment and Water Resources, of which the Honorable Minister promised to be among, representative from LOMA, Lagos State Waste Management Authority, representative from LASEPA, Lagos State Environmental Protection Agency, representative from MAN, Manufacturing Association of Nigeria, and representative from RESPAN, Restaurant and Food Services Proprietors Association of Nigeria, to look at the modalities in trying to see the best way to phase out the single-use plastics, which are the PET bottles, the plastic packages for the food, and every other one.
All right.
So it's not all, when we say single-use, that's right, what it entails.
Do you think this styrofoam should also have been phased out, not outrightly banned?
Let's not deceive ourselves. It's due for banning, because it's a menace. Number one, those styrofoams, they don't decompose. Give it 100 years, give it 200 years, they don't decompose. And once you have majority of them in the ecosystem, they keep on blocking the drainages. That is why you will see that anytime there is rain, flooding comes with it. And you know, once this flood comes, you know, Lagos State is it's prone to flooding. And majority of this flooding during rain is being caused by these styrofoams. Let's not deceive ourselves, they don't decompose. So it's a welcome development. We agree totally with it so as to preserve our ecosystem. But then we only wish that more grace period can be given.
Are you confident that your members, the restaurants, fast food and all that, they can exhaust their stock? The ones those have gone on to stock up this styrofoam till the end of the first quarter, that's March into April. How are you going to take care of the remaining stock? What are you going to do about it?
That's a rather tough one. Even though the Honorable Commissioner made mention of something that it's only our members can take it outside Lagos to other outlets that they have outside Lagos, there are other brands that they have outside Lagos. Now, the question is, how many of our members are having their branches all over the Federation? That's one. And just like you said, the federal government may be towing that line too, because I think I saw it in the news either sometime yesterday or day before yesterday, that one of the states have also decided to tow the line of Lagos State by banning styrofoams in their state. So if this goes on, I don't see us, you know, exhausting this in the next 1 week is gone already from the 3 weeks. So we're left with 2 weeks. I don't see us exhausting it in this 2 weeks.
Right. So you may have to look for how to sell them to people outside the state, or burn them or something like that.
Even selling, it's something that is out of it, because like I said, some of our members, it's custom made. We have our names. All right. Imprint on them.
All right.
So how do you expect me to take a product of XYZ to the market? I want to refrain from mentioning brands there. Right. XYZ, taking it to the market, having the name on it. That's one. Secondly, we are not just the only one being targeted. It's the larger society. The ordinary market woman that is selling, the roadside food vendor that is selling, everybody. It's not just the restaurants alone. It's everybody in Lagos State that has been affected by this ban.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ogun. For those listening, his name is Babatunde Ogun. He is the Executive Secretary of the Restaurant and Food Services Proprietors Association of Nigeria. Here this morning to talk about the effect of the single-use plastic ban on businesses. It's in Lagos State, and like you heard us say earlier, the federal government is also towing the same line. I don't know how, to what extent they're going to go. Your thoughts are welcome. Numbers we usually advertise 0700-993-993-993. The man has said that he's himself personally and the association views this as a very welcome development, the ban on styrofoam, because it's non-degradable, non-biodegradable. It's going to be there for life. And a lot of flooding that we have in Lagos are down to styrofoam in particular, is what they're saying. But maybe the time frame given to them is what he's talking about could be better. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Coffee.
Welcome. Your name and contribution, please.
My name is Fabian Sal from Derigbe.
Welcome. Please go on.
Please, Mr. Ogun. I don't think it is only because of the environmental hazards that this styrofoam plastic causes that make Lagos State government to ban it. What about the health implications of those things? You are talking of your own business. You are not talking of the health of the people of Lagos State. You are talking of your stuff. Are you talking cancer for people? You are not talking about that. Thank you.
All right, thank you for your time. Mr. Ogun, what's your response to that?
Now, thank you. Thank you, caller. Note, I am not saying it is not a welcome development. I said it's a welcome development. We all know the health implication. But mind you,
we don't all know the health implication. What are the health implications, if you don't mind enlightening us very briefly?
Yes, it's there. You know, if the desirable is not affordable, the affordable becomes desirable. Don't forget, let's be honest with ourselves. If you go to any of our members' outlet, we have these styrofoams not as much as we have the single plastic. That's the gospel truth. But you know, there are some outdoor caterings that they will request for these styrofoams. Some customers personally request for them due to their budget. It's a budget thing. We also know.
I know one of the popular, you know, outlets that sells a lot of, I won't mention, but I don't even think they use anything other than styrofoam. But, sir, you've still not told us what the health implication of this is. I'm not aware.
Yes. It's injurious to the health.
How?
That's the truth. Now, it causes cancer. You know, it's petrochemical material that is being used to make this product, and it's harmful. Anyway, let's not shy away from that. But like I said, to some, when the desirable is not affordable, the affordable becomes desirable. But that being said and done, our members are always mindful of, you know, anytime they are packing food for our customers, we don't always, all the time, use the styrofoam. Except, like I said, when it comes to bulk order and the customer is requesting for something like that, that is what, you know,
all right,
they can afford.
Okay. I know one of your, I don't know if this is your member, but they have the outlets everywhere in Lagos. You know, they have you know what I'm talking about.
And
I think it makes it affordable because they're affordable. Mm-hmm. So
yes, it's also, like I said, when the desirable is not, readily affordable, the affordable becomes desirable. Yes, I know where you're going to. Now, let me also quickly point.
Okay, Mr. Go, please, I'm sorry. Please hold the thought. We just want to go for a commercial. I'll come back and you have the floor.
Okay.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Still the morning crossfire right here on 99.3 Nigerian. My name is Kofi Bartels, looking at the ban on styrofoam and other single-use plastics right here in Lagos State, announced by the Lagos State government. And of course, through the Honorable Commissioner for the Environment and Water Resources, sometime last weekend. Of course, your thoughts are welcome on the number we usually advertise. Numbers we usually advertise 0700-993-993-993. And feel free to call that number 0700-993-993-993. And of course, for our female listeners who might find it difficult getting through that number, you can call your special line 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Okay, but you have to put a 02 before that number. So it's 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. Our guest this morning is the Executive Secretary of the Restaurant and Food Services Proprietors Association of Nigeria. The Executive Secretary of Restaurant and Food Services Proprietors Association of Nigeria is Mr. Babatunde Ogun. He joins us live video link. And we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Simply head to our Facebook page, Nigeria Space Info Space 99.3. You can type that in your Facebook search box, Nigeria Space Info Space 99.3. Or you can tap your browser, www.facebook.com/NigeriaInfoFM. On YouTube, search on Nigeria Info FM or Nigeria Info 99.3, and you'd see us there. Of course, reactions have been trailing the announcement of a styrofoam ban and single-use plastic ban in Lagos State by the Lagos State government since that announcement. Some Nigerians support the development, you know, saying that for health sake and the environment's sake, it's a good move. You know, some are saying that why banning styrofoam plastics or why should it be banned? Because even the smoke emitted from trailers, you know, tankers and cars are more terrible to our health than styrofoam. Some are also pleading, you know, with the government to tone down the ban, as this will affect businesses in the state, just like those who enter restaurant business, manufacturing business and all that, and bring more hardship to the masses, because we will have to pay more to buy food, you know, if we are to use packs that cost more. Some people may lose their jobs and all that. Some are also of the opinion that or some are showing concern that many have stockpiled this styrofoam in their different shops and the users should be given more time beyond the 3 weeks ultimately. My guest this morning has said that for the suppliers and stockists, that those who are in the restaurant business, you know, and food business are also stockists as well, that they buy this thing in bulk and they store them sometimes on a quarterly basis, sometimes beyond one quarter. And for those who bought the product for this year, 2024, some of them will exhaust them in April, and so they don't know what they're going to do with the products. He's also said, well, the Commissioner for Environment in Lagos State said they should send the packs outside the state, to their branches outside the state, and he says that some of their members don't have branches or outlets outside Lagos State, and even to sell it to other business, food business, our businesses outside Lagos State may not be possible because they've branded the styrofoam already. But he said that the association supports the Lagos State government, agrees with Lagos State government in its drive to protect the environment and the health of people. But before we went on a break, we were talking about health. So I'll go back to you, Mr. Ogun. You're saying that the pack is harmful to the health of Nigerians, and you're not unaware of this. In what other ways? In what other ways is this ban currently affecting your members? And apart from that, please tell us about the ban on other plastics apart from styrofoam, that is other single-use plastics. Which ones will you not be able to use going forward again after the phase out?
Now, thank you very much. After the complete phase out, what it means is we will not be able to use any disposable plastics single-use in all our restaurants again across the state.
That's normal takeaway pack, the one that has a cover.
Yes, that's also, that's the single use. You see where we're coming from? That's then, I don't know, maybe we'll have to go back to using to bottled, if there's a word like that, to bottle our drinks. Because all those PET bottles, they are also single use plastics. Our water, the water that we have in all our restaurants, they are also single use. So what it means is we'll have to look for other means of, or better still, biodegradable plastics. But the but here is, do we have companies in Nigeria that can produce more than enough quantity to satisfy the millions of Nigerians, not just our customers alone, because once this ban comes in effect, full force, when we don't know fully, but one day it will, do we have the companies that can successfully, you know, satisfy the yearnings of all Nigerians when it comes to biodegradable plastics?
So this single use, you said the normal takeaway, apart from styrofoam, which you said also affects health. It's cancerous. And I wonder why your members have been using this thing if it's cancerous. I'm not happy to hear that. I think that your association should have at least informed Nigerians, see, we're giving you this thing that is used to pack food. It's cancerous, so you better be aware this is a danger to your health if you want to use it. No information. And your members have been using it. So I have to knock you guys for that one, sir.
For the stereo foams, that's what I said. If you check, go around, do the sampling, majority of our members are using very, very less of the stereo foams. Very, very less. And it comes with requests. And like you said, you know, you said you know of a restaurant that across the state, they sell it handy. Yes, I know. Like I said the other time, what is affordable becomes desirable. You don't, you walk into the outlet and you are requesting to buy a 500 meal, for instance, because the meal is within the range of 500, 700, 750. Mm. You are requesting to buy it. The plastic single-use pack alone, the cost is about 150, 200 for that. The styrofoam is about 50, 60 naira. If you are buying product worth 500, if we remove 150, 200 for the package, what will be the quantity left?
Now, I don't know about environment, but I know about health. Your members, your association, you should have had a meeting way before now to say, see, we need to stop using this thing. If it is proven all over the world scientifically that styrofoam causes cancer, or makes you susceptible to cancer, then your members should not have waited for government to ban it. You should have banned it yourself. You know, because 50 naira, 60 naira is not more expensive than our health. You know what I'm saying? But I understand, I must appreciate you for putting your hand up to say, yes, this is a situation you are admitting, and you are saying that most of your members were not using it. It was just a few of your members, and that you actually believe in this ban, and you believe in the environmental protection that it should also bring as well. Okay, so sure. How are you going to cope now? If the single-use plastics, like the normal takeaway packs, Mr. Ogun, the normal takeaway packs, yes. even sachet, you may not be, because sachet, I think, is also single-use now.
Yes, it is.
Waterproof. What are waterproof?
It is.
Waterproof. This is waterproof.
They are all.
Because I hear some food sellers around Lagos are now using waterproof to put their food inside, all this maput. So what are you going to use then?
Well, you see, we only regulate those in the formal sector. The formal sectors are those that belong to our association. The informal sector, we don't have control over them.
Yes, yes.
That's the
government. Aware of that.
So whatever they are using is between them and government. But for us, we are also, some of our members are looking beyond this ban when it comes. Some of our members have started putting out information that, please, going forward, you may have to come with your food flask. Please come with your food flask. I think I've seen one or two of our members putting up those notices. Come with your food flask.
Well, was that not too dramatic? I saw it as well. I felt it was a bit dramatic, you know.
What can we do? What can we do? We have to be in the business.
Are these biodegradable plastics, are they that expensive to produce and to buy?
To an extent, it is. And Kofi, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest with ourselves here. Even in international, in the modern world, in the modern countries, these things are not completely phased out of ban. They are still using them. I think it's government that is trying to, let's be honest here, it's government that should do more. Let the proper enforcement mechanism be in place. That's what is being done in advanced country. Let the proper enforcement mechanism be in place. These things are recyclables. The single-use plastic, they are recyclables. Put in an incentive that once you finish using this and you have this quantity X, Y, Z, this is the amount you get to get. This is what will pay you as a cash back for using this. Let the awareness be high. Then if you, for any reason, you see anyone disposing it indiscriminately, have a solid penalty or infringement in place. This will checkmate people to a large extent. But you see, there is no, I don't want to use the word full will from the, I mean, from the part of the government. But if these are in place, let there be mechanism through which there will be the reward approach if you dispose properly, and there will be the stick approach if you are caught against the law disposing indiscriminately. They're still using it in advanced countries. Let's not shy away from that.
Okay. So, you're saying that we should have a sort of a recycling and disposal law.
Yes, exactly. That is solid, that will not just be seen on paper, but will be seen as being implemented to the latter.
So you buy food from XYZ place and they give it to you in styrofoam.
Styrofoam is a no-no.
Okay, you give it to you in plastic takeaway container pack. Okay, yes. what you call single use. Now, when we finish, we also dispose it in a bin. I take it to my bin, I throw it in my bin. My bin comes, Loma comes, I will throw it in Loma. What else? Mm-hmm. What else am I supposed to do? I've done my part.
Now, you've done your part. Now, it is now for Loma or the recycle bin collectors to now go and, you know, do the normal process of recycling with all those things and use it to recreate other materials, other products.
All right.
Rather than make it cause a nuisance, to our ecosystem.
Okay. Okay. Interesting thoughts you've shared there. 99.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. Name and contribution, please.
Yes, greetings to you and your guest.
Thank you very much.
Actually, I was going to, when he was making a suggestion of recycling, you know, and then I had already said, you know, that styrofoam is definitely out of it before he said it. Okay, he said it. Now, but I want to ask a question. Where were we before all this came into, please? What were we using? We were safer. What were we doing? Even with water, where were we? Maybe he can enlighten us, and because that can help us. Especially regarding people's health.
Yeah.
I think people would, if anybody understands what this means, how people are dying of cancer. I've just lost two people. Eh?
All right, thank you.
A mother and a child. Look, if we understand. If we understand what this means, we obviously have to understand and do whatever it takes.
Thank you very much.
Do away with all this plastic.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. I think the good thing is that the restaurant proprietors, they are partnering with government. You know, the only concern is the single-use plastics, those ones, because that's a long shot. But they are determined, from what the gentleman is saying here, I can tell they're determined to ensure that none of their members uses styrofoam again. I'll take another call before I give him a chance to answer the question the lady has asked. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Kofi, this is Joy.
Joy, welcome.
I've
Please
been
go.
Like forever.
Well, thank God. Thank
okay.
God you're on.
Thank you for the person you brought there. Sometimes our policymakers, I just ask myself, is it that they really go to school with the way they enact their policies? See, in US, in some states, styrofoam is being phased out. And they give them, like, in some states, a window of 1 year, 2025, it should be totally out. These are business people. Some of them collected loans, some of them collected this and that, to do their business. So if at all, yes, telephone is not good, but you don't just come and just say and stop it abruptly. It will also affect the economy. It is a gradual process. I know there's a pizza company, they use paper to pack their jollof rice. And I love it. People can start, you know, imbibing that. Now, for the recycling, I have said it before in Sheriff's show. Let the government put a difference to those. If you can separate your rubber, when we come to collect your bin, this is the sense you're going to collect. If it is to reduce your Loma bill for that month, good for you. A percentage of the taking off. You see, everybody will toe that line. All this,
thank
the major
you,
issue
thank
is the government.
Thank you very much.
That's the major problem.
Thank you, Joy.
Please, I'd like the government to toe the line of we getting incentives for separating our bin, recycle those. If you have your bottle, pet bottles, plastic plates, whatever,
all right. Thank you, Joy.
You have
thank you.
Separated.
Thank you.
People are going to toe that line, and it will
thank you.
Work well for us.
Thank you, Joy. I appreciate your time. We have Pastor Ladipo. If I go back to my guests, Pastor Ladipo, good morning. Please go and be accompanied.
Good morning, Pastor.
Welcome, Pastor Ladipo.
My own take on this is this. Since Pastor Ladipo calling from Orelegum,
welcome.
I know someone that has a warehouse. That is the only business he does. Now, what about if government is seeing the urgency of taking these styrofoams completely away? Why not put an incentive and said whosoever that have it, return it to so-so place for more people, so that this thing can go out of circulation as quick as possible, since knowing the health hazard of this thing. That is my own take. Let if the government can come up with an incentive. If you have so-so number, come with it. We are going to give you a stipend or whatever. There is an incentive attached to it.
All
people
right.
will come up with it with
thank
sense
you.
Of urgency.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Incentives again. All right, Mr. Ogun, back to you. The first listener who called, whose lady said, what were we using before? You know, all these single-use plastics and styrofoam came up. And also, the last two callers that are agreeing with you that, you know, a government needs to incentivize this thing. Joy, in particular, said we must have a phased approach to some of these things. Like styrofoam, the companies that were employing people and the equipment they bought are all going to go to waste. You know, so all these things, you have to have meetings and everything. So what do you say to all our listeners have said?
That's I completely agree with all the listeners. And like the last caller said, that if those that are having it in bulk can be asked to mop them up so that they get to get an incentive on that. It's possible, because when we had the meeting, I know representative of MAN, they made mention of something that some of their members that are into the production of these things are actually running on bank facilities. And now asking them to stop production and phasing them out means they are running into bankruptcy already if they toe that line. Now, if I can also recollect quickly, I am sure the commissioner was almost toeing that line of let's mop whatever we have in circulation up and see what government can do on that part. But then it also has to do with the sincerity on the part of our people. Let's be honest with ourselves. The sincerity on the part of our people. That's one. And secondly, like he said, it's only Lagos for now that we know that have banned. Other states are here to let them take it to other states and dispose it at a cheaper rate rather than being at a total loss. But that being said, I think it will not be out of place for government to come up with a very strong incentives.
All right.
For the
okay. The government says that the pronouncement of the ban of styrofoam was made over 3 years. You know, it was made 3 years ago. And no one had tried to enforce that ban. I don't know if that's something you heard about before now. Is it true?
True. We've been on this discussion as far back as, if I can put a stamp on it, as far back as 2020, immediately we came out of the lockdown. We've been in the discussion with representative of the ministry, that's LOMA, regarding trying to go to biodegradable plastics. We've been on it. Okay. But like I said, place a ban. Where is the will to enforce it?
All right. So enforcement is very important.
Yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, the people on the street, those who sell itinerantly, who are not your members, I think those are the greatest danger. Because that's where you can just buy it under a bridge, maybe on a Obalende, and then just eat and throw it away, you know.
Let me.
We have 30 seconds.
Yes, let me shock you. Now, these styrofoams that we're talking about, remove Respan. If we have 100% of it in Lagos State, Respan is only using less than 10%.
All right.
Respan members, remaining 90% are with the common people in the market. The ordinary food vendor that sells under Ikeja Bridge, that sells under Obalinde Bridge, that sells under My 12 Bridge.
Okay, thank you very much. We have to go. We're going to do have you again back on the program. Babatunde Ogun, thank you so very kindly for your time. He's Executive Secretary of the Restaurant and Food Services Proprietors Association of Nigeria. Thank you for your time, sir.
The pleasure is all mine, and thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you very much.